If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, here we go. Greg, it is Sunday, is it not? The beginning of the week?
Absolutely. Sunday gun day.
Welcome, man. I'll tell you what, it came upon me quick today.
It got here quick.
It just kind of happened. The days go so fast, and all of a sudden, here we are. And need to make some adjustments in here in the studio. Got the equipment moved around and stuff. We uploaded some new software and all that good stuff. Got new cameras coming in the future, coming days. Going to be a lot of fun. Mark Walters on the Lead Slinger's mic for you today in the CAR Firearms Group Studios. All of it presented by X Insurance and all of our fine partners. I'm going to be filling your prescription for freedom for the next 3 solid hours. And you've got me for the first half hour of the program today, and Greg, because I'm going to cover something that's going to, I'm going to bounce around a little bit on San Jose. Greg, do you remember San Jose back in, late last year, with their boneheaded insurance requirement?
I do, yeah.
Guys, just to bring you up to speed in a nutshell, San Jose Liberal City Council, pre-Bruin decision, New York v. Bruin case. New York State Pistol and Rifle Association v. New York. Before that decision was rendered, and a huge victory for the Second Amendment, gigantic, ginormous, humongous victory for the Second Amendment, the liberal city fathers in San Jose and mothers, just liberals is what they are, put together a fee tax scheme for gun owners. If you don't pay the fee, well, you can have your guns confiscated. You remember that, Greg?
I do.
In addition to that, they require you to have an insurance policy.
Yep.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, we knew this was going to be challenged, and a motion for preliminary injunction was filed back in January on the 26th. And, of course, Bruin decision came out in June, and the judge in the case, an Obama appointee. Now, when you hear that, what does that tell you right off the bat?
Obama appointee sounds like somebody to me that's probably going to rule with the Democrats on this. But
you see, there's that assumption.
We have been
there's
surprised.
That automatic assumption, right?
Yep.
Well, in this case, regarding the preliminary injunction, I'm going to make you wait to hear what I have to say about this first.
All right.
Because a ruling on the preliminary injunction to stay this, which was scheduled to go into effect on the 8th, which is tomorrow. Well, Bruin happened, and the city didn't know what they were doing, and they pushed it off to December 2022. So the judge requested both parties to realign their complaint and their response in light of Bruin. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. That's what happened. So having said that, on Wednesday, and I sat on this until the Monster Cast, because it's a little complicated, I wanted to pour through all of this with you and give you a heads up as to what's happening. Gosh, guys, this gets kind of deep. So hang with me here a little bit. Let me take you back to, well, you know what? I'm not going to go back to that. I'm actually going to go to The Reload, who Jake Fogelman at The Reload gave a great synopsis of this. Okay. Gun rights advocates cheered Justice Clarence Thomas's landmark opinion in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin. That would be us. And that's a true statement. We said, hey, guess what? This was a huge, what did I just call it? Ginormous, humongous. I mean, make up your own words. It was huge. Because the main thrust was, according to Jake, I like the way he words this, Thomas's dismantling of the judicial test that lower courts had commonly used to uphold many gun control laws. And what did Thomas do? Thomas said, no, we're no longer going to use the two-step process. We're going to use one. The text and historical tradition is the standard that Thomas offered in place of the two-step. which I know gets a little bit complicated. We don't have enough time to go into that. But suffice to say, what that means is, no, you got to go back and pay attention to what the Second Amendment meant at the time it was written, what they meant at the time it was written, what they meant by it, and the rules and the laws that were in place, and then compare them analogous to today. Would they pass constitutional muster then? And many gun controls, of course, would not. And then, of course, we have guns in common use. We're not going to go into the common use now, because San Jose's fathers and mothers, the liberals in San Jose, decided to go after taxes and fees. And then, in addition to taxes and fees, what they went after was insurance. And this telegraphs for us what they want to do moving forward, as we talk about their legislative skirts around in state, state legislatures, Greg, about how they want to work around the Second Amendment. We're now starting to see, how is it they're going to work around us in the courtrooms? How are they going to get around Bruin? Much like they did with Heller. Remember, they perverted the Heller decision and somehow said Heller actually gave them constitutional authority for gun control laws because of the way they perverted Scalia's opinion in Heller. Well, now we see that this is what they want to do with Bruin. Am I making sense right now, Greg?
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay, I've got three or four different things I'm going to pop back and forth here with you listeners on that hopefully will smoothly flow. If I don't, Greg, you stop me and say, you're confusing me on this aspect. Stop me and I'll clarify. Okay?
Gotcha. Yep.
On Wednesday this week, a U.S. District Court judge for the Northern District of California. And when you hear that, the first thing you think is liberal. Mm-hmm. And then when you hear, and I confirm for you that it's an Obama appointee, you immediately think liberal. We already know how this judge is going to rule. She denied a motion for preliminary injunction, which was originally filed on January 26 by the National Association for Gun Rights in a suit against San Jose's recently adopted gun ownership tax and the insurance mandate that we're talking about. Now, according to Jake Fogelman and according to the decision, I spent the better part of the last 3 hours rereading Bruin, parts of Heller, and this judge's entire opinion regarding the injunction, because this gives us a clear picture as to how we think the other side may attack the Bruin decision in their attempts to uphold gun control laws. Are you following me?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, again, stop me if I'm, because I have all of this in front of me. So if I'm not explaining this properly, I want this to be easy for you to follow and understand, listeners. Because California and the city of San Jose have already made it exceedingly difficult to lawfully carry a weapon outside the home, and the ordinance only affects owners of lawfully owned guns, the ordinance's true impact is solely on guns kept in the home by law-abiding citizens. That's a statement made in the complaint by the National Association for Gun Rights on January 26th. It does nothing to deter the scourge of unlawful ownership and use of guns by criminals or to recoup from them compensation for the injuries and damage they cause. Instead, who are they going after? You. Me. San Jose residents, law-abiding citizens, taking our money to pay for the havoc wreaked by criminals. Having defined the conduct at issue as owning and possessing a firearm without firearm liability insurance, this is from the judge, the court finds that plaintiffs are likely to prevail on a finding that this conduct is covered by the plain text of the Second Amendment. And as Bruin teaches, the Constitution thus presumptively protects that conduct, which was written in Bruin. Judge Freeman wrote that in her entire opinion. I've got a copy of her entire opinion here. We're not going to go through all of the opinion, but just bits and pieces of it that matter. And take a listen to this. That sounded pretty positive, did it not, Greg?
Yeah, I believe so.
However, here comes the but.
All right.
As we take it to the break. However, the court finds that the mid-19th century surety statutes, bonds, cited by the city and discussed at length in Bruin bear striking analogical resemblances to today's insurance requirement. Now, what were surety statutes? Because Thomas N. Bruin, writes extensively about surety statutes because it was used by New York to try to justify their good cause by saying these types of issues. It was one of about four that they threw out there in their failed attempt to prove that this is good cause. Our 100-year-old law should stand. It's constitutional, when in fact it's not and it never was. So as we go to the break, the surety statutes were 19th century law, guys, that were limited to, let's call it the Yankee states, the usual suspects, okay, northern states, Massachusetts, New York, etc., that actually regulated the public carrying of firearms. And as I said, I'll have to close here because we're up against a hard break, but they featured heavily in the arguments made by Thomas and the decision, and I'll cover that when we come back and tie it all together. Don't go away.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies, just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more. Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. If you are watching the live stream on your televisions or devices, we did an update on Friday. That's why there was no video. And I understand we had a little bit of an issue when we first connected during the first segment. If that happens, guys, it's not from here. And I don't know what to tell you other than keep your radio handy because you don't want to miss any of the program. Welcome back. Mark Walters on the Lead Slinger's mic for you, filling your prescription for freedom every single day. And particularly now in our 14th year here on Armed American Radio's, I call it the Monster Cast, because we are on so many stations at all of our new affiliates. We appreciate you guys jumping in. We have some new ones joining us just this weekend. Thanks for being here. We're in the Carr Firearms Group studios with you. All of it presented by X Insurance. And I'm going to continue now in this segment with what I was discussing in the first segment, which is San Jose. Let me go back to this a little bit, because the judge in the case is using what she essentially did, Greg. There were two aspects that the National Association of Gun Rights was suing on to get their injunction to stop this before it goes into effect so it could go through the courts. She refused to do that. She refused to issue the injunction. She punted, according to Jake Fogelman, and I like that term, on the tax aspect issue, the fee aspect of it, because it was proved that the city didn't even know what they were talking about. They don't even have a number in mind. They don't know how they want to do it. And they don't know how to apply it. They state that there's nothing written. So she really couldn't rule on that. So she punted. It doesn't matter. That doesn't make any difference. But we're going to look at the Second Amendment aspect of this, not the First Amendment with the fee and tax, but the Second Amendment aspect, and who would be likely to prevail. She believes that the surety aspect, the surety bond that was referred to multiple times in Bruin and failed in Bruin, would somehow still pass constitutional muster and would not issue a preliminary injunction. So how do you connect those two dots, Greg? Thomas makes it clear that the four aspects, and I'll focus just on one in particular, the surety aspect, requiring you to post a bond to carry a firearm in public. And I'm going to quote directly now from Thomas in the decision. And first I start with this because it's important. What does Biden say? America what? America can be summed up in one word. Okay. We reiterate that the standard for applying the Second Amendment is as follows. When the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct, the Constitution presumptively protects that conduct. The government must then justify, keep in mind, we would be talking in this case, San Jose. The government must then justify its regulation by demonstrating that it is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Only then may a court conclude that the individual's conduct falls outside the Second Amendment's unqualified command. Now, she has to, through word salad and jumping through hoops and some linguistic gymnastics, she goes through concluding and making the insurance requirement become a conduct, etc. You have to go through the whole ruling. It's quite convoluted. But here's what Thomas said in Bruin regarding the surety that the state used to try to justify their good cause, which failed. Besides, respondents offer little evidence that authorities even ever enforced surety laws. The only recorded case that we know of involved a justice of the peace declining to require a surety, even when the complaint alleged that the arms bearer did threaten to beat, wound, maim, and kill him. Now, the reason I pull that quote is because the only time, and I think there were only nine that the Supreme Court could cite, none of them were enforced. They couldn't find any of them being enforced. But in every single individual case of a surety, if there ever was one, the surety was issued because that person posed some type of terror or threat, making them a high risk to carry a firearm, of which the good law-abiding people in San Jose do not. unless you're a liberal or Obama appointee judge, and you can somehow gymnastically make it appear that way. Because what do we always state on the show? Guns are bad. Anybody that has a gun is eventually going to do something bad. That's the way they think. And one scholar who canvassed 19th century newspapers, which routinely reported on local judicial matters, found only a handful of other examples in Massachusetts and the District of Columbia, all, get this, involving black defendants.
Well,
who may have been targeted for selective or pretextual enforcement, meaning the surety enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the racism in gun control again. It's inescapable. And then Thomas wraps up their entire surety argument by saying, this is surely too slender a reed, R-E-E-D, on which to hang a historical tradition of restricting the right to public carry. You cannot make this stuff up. Then she goes on. In the case, Northern California, with this historical backdrop in mind, the court considers whether 19th century surety statutes are sufficiently analogous to the insurance requirement. Both regulations share similar, albeit not identical, deterrent purposes. Surety laws were, quote, intended merely for prevention of future harm, while the insurance requirement is intended to reduce the number of gun incidents by encouraging safer behavior. Of course, no criminal cares or even likely knows what this judge is even referring to, or even that this case was even brought or heard, because they don't care. Both schemes also achieve their purposes through similar means, namely the threat of financial consequence, either through a peace bond or higher premiums, for individuals deemed to be at high or deemed to be high risk, either by a judge or an underwriter. Although surety statutes did not directly restrict public carry, they did provide financial incentives for responsible arms carrying. Accordingly, the court finds that surety laws and the insurance requirement share substantial overlap as to the how and why the regulations burden a law-abiding citizen's right to armed self-defense. And she finds them likely to pass constitutional muster, even though they are...
Wow, I'm not sure what happened there. It sounds like Mark kind of may have blown the connection on his end. I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, no, we actually just lost video from Mark. Okay, so sounds like we've got a technical issue, and Mark has dropped off from the video cast. Maybe I can get him back here shortly on the audio stream. Something has happened. Maybe the Wirecast has given him some kind of an issue on that end. We will get back into the detailed conversation Mark's having about surety, right, surety bonds. You there? Go. You there?
You got me. You got me back?
Yeah, I had to kind there of feel go. For you a little bit. All right, we're good.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, we'll go ahead and drop that that video for you, just so we don't have any problems there.
Yeah, that kicked Welcome. You completely out.
All right, well, very good. We won't let that happen again. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Walters on...
Yikes, it did it again. Let's go ahead and head on into break, and we'll talk about it during the break, and we'll get it worked out right here on Armed American Radio.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. cornerstoneassetmetals.com for more. Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back indeed. Back on the mic for you. I apologize for that little snafu there. We were able to find the problem. It was just a simple connection here because of a software update that we did, but we fixed it and corrected it. And while I never did disconnect from the network at all, well, studios are connected just fine. Because of the audio that drives the video for you guys, when that connection dropped because of a connection problem that we had, Greg was unable to hear me. So there we go. Greg, welcome back in. We should be good to rock and roll.
Yeah, you look good over here on the interface, so should be able to handle your conversation with Mike easily.
Yeah, good. Very good. We're solid and ready to rock and roll, and we do have video back up for you guys if you want to check us out at armedamericanradio.com. Let's go over to Mike Pawarski, the Arms Room radio host. Mike, welcome in, brother. Always a pleasure to have you here. You were listening to my discussion about the San Jose topic, correct?
That's correct.
All right. I know it's a little convoluted because we have to move from the original case in January, which is a product of the San Jose back in late 2021. And then, of course, we have the Bruin decision, which threw a monkey wrench in everything. And the judge then required, because of the Bruin decision, each of the respondents to readjust the plaintiff and the defense in the case, had to go back and readjust because of the Bruin decision. And she upheld somehow. The only thing I can tell you is it's mental gymnastics, Mike. the somehow connection between surety bonds, which Thomas eviscerated in Bruin, as she somehow claims will somehow pass constitutional muster when they couldn't be used to pass constitutional muster in Bruin. You want to explain this to me?
Oh boy, I wish I could, right? You know, here you've got a judge that's basically just thumbed their nose up at the Supreme Court and the rule of law. You know, here you have the most up to date interpretation for dealing with firearms that we've ever had, and all of a sudden she says, no, you know, I still don't care. You know, Mark, it tells me that they're going the left, the liberal, the anti gun is going to use whatever means they can to go against guns. If the law works for them, they'll use it. If it doesn't work for them, they'll do what they're doing here. They're doing, what is it, obfuscation, right? They're just going to throw up smoke clouds and come up with weird meanings, and it may not even be relevant, or it might be completely wrong, but it's enough to delay, and let them get what they want.
Yeah, take a listen. Let's get a little bit specific, guys, by digging a little deeper. Mike, I went in and I read her preliminary injunction ruling. I reread Bruin in its entirety to get to this, and it's Thomas discusses this aspect of New York's attempt to somehow say that this was historical, and Thomas eviscerates it in great detail. Yet take a listen to what she says in the reason. These are just short quotes to give you the gist of what we're talking about here. She said that the analogy between the surety and San Jose's insurance requirement was imperfect. That's her word. Yet she still issued a favorable ruling to San Jose by refusing to grant the injunction. Although the insurance regulation is not a dead ringer, which, by the way, is a quote from Bruin, from Thomas, who said dead ringer when he was describing some of these things, for 19th century surety laws, the other similarities between the two laws would render the ordinance analogous enough to pass constitutional muster. The court finds that the city has presented a sufficiently relevantly similar historical regulation to defeat plaintiffs' likelihood of success on Bruin's historical tradition prong, even though Bruin eviscerated the surety argument. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, she tried to find the historical reference, Mark, because that was what was required. There were Thomas required, but she goes back and she pulls surety laws out, which have been proven over time, those 19th century surety laws, to be just as racist as the Jim Crow laws. And so for her to say, listen, I found a law that applies, here it is, I think she should, you know, first measure or not, is that a good law? Is that a bad law? Is that a law that was later thrown out? You know, I guess she's going to go back to, you know, Plessy versus Ferguson and say separation, right? And, you know, it's equal, separate is okay too, because it we're going to keep the guns separate from the people.
This kind of stuff, it does. I'm a talk radio host for a living, Mike, and I get rendered speechless when I see this stuff, because you literally have to lower your IQ below a certain level to understand how these people concoct what it is they do. It is a typical, yeah, I know that the nation's economy and the GDP has been contracting for the last two quarters, but we're not in recession. We're just not going to say we're not, and the media will push our narrative for us, and we will just make it true because we say it's true, regardless of what the decision said. Now, Jake Fogelman, Mike, over at The Reload, explained this really well. He did a really good job in this. I was pouring through this since Wednesday, saving this for today's program. In Bruin, a case explicitly concerned with the regulation of gun carry, supporters of New York's 20th century may issue gun carry regime used surety laws to argue that the Supreme Court should uphold may issue permitting as part of the nation's historical tradition of gun regulation. That argument was unsuccessful. But in a case concerning the nation's first ever mandatory gun insurance law passed just this year, invoking sureties was enough to persuade, and here's the kicker, was enough to persuade at least a California judge, let's go farther and say an Obama appointee, that such a law could likely pass constitutional muster. Now, she Fogelman concludes with this, and I'm just going to give you my own verbiage here, because we are in complete agreement. This court will never, this case will never withstand Bruin, ever, as it moves through the system. Unfortunately, San Jose residents, like other Californians, are just going to have to watch this go through, watch their taxpayer money wasted before it is eventually defeated. It is not likely in any way, shape, or form that the Supreme Court would agree in any way, shape, or form, as Fogelman points out as well, with Freeman's analysis, quote, given the superficial connection between surety laws and the insurance requirement. But it serves as a reminder that unless the Supreme Court remains active in superintending the state of Second Amendment jurisprudence, guys, some courts will continue to find ways to uphold gun control laws even under a new framework of review, which was laid out in Bruin very eloquently by Thomas, just like they did, guys, in Heller. And to quote Fogelman again, and they'll do it again. They're going to continue to do this again. Mike, they're telegraphing for us how they're now going to try to pervert the Bruin decision to uphold gun control laws. They're just going to pull that magic, just say it, and it's done.
Yeah,
and people are falling for it.
Exactly. Like I said, Mark, obfuscation and deflection. That's their goal. Listen, we have Bruin because of their of disobedience to Heller and McDonald. They know that if they still continue to resist, then it's going to be 12 or 14 years from now before the Supreme Court gets back around to it and can say, no, you're still wrong. Do it this way now.
I don't think it'll be 12 or 14 more years. And I'll tell you why. Yeah. The strength of the Bruin decision and who it was written by.
Yes.
Okay, for one simple reason. Thomas isn't going to stand for it. And I don't think Roberts or Alito or Kavanaugh or Barrett would stand for it either. I think they're fed up. I really, truly do. With the obfuscating, as you say, and deflecting. I don't think they're going to stand for it. We're getting ready to take a break, Mike. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. We always do. They never let us down on the other side. This one's fascinating because it is, to use the word analogous, which popped up in this response, in this judge's opinion here many, many times. This is analogous to what we've faced as gun owners from a gun-hating media for so many years. And that obfuscation that Mike is talking about, guys, I would use the word gaslighting. That's what this is. There's no recession. Just tell them there's not. And the media will do our bidding. We'll be back with Mike P. Woworski from Arms Room Radio. Don't go away.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies, just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Bring my mic up. Hey, guys, I got to give you a notice here. Greg, I'll do this live on the radio with you. I will be out on the 25th, just to let you know, because I'm finally having surgery on my finger that's giving me all the problems.
Oh, you finally got that scheduled.
I got it scheduled. It's actually called a trigger finger. Isn't that aptly named?
Yep, pretty apt.
But it's the wrong finger. It's the ring finger on my left hand. Mm. But they did tell me, even though I'm scheduled for this, you know, in and out, it's about an hour, but because I will be under, they said, yeah, you're probably not going to be, you know, we don't know what will come out of your mouth.
Ah, yes, loopy Mark.
I mean, that could be kind of fun, right? The huge angry Mark may come out. You never know, right?
Yeah, you never know.
I kind of want to make sense for you guys. So on the 25th, the weekday show, I will be out. I think that's on a Thursday. I don't know. I haven't looked at the dates. But just to give you that heads up, if you're a Daily Show listeners, I will be out on the 25th because I guess you don't want a loopy me in here. Maybe you do. I mean, it would be kind of fun, but
it'll be a whole bunch of
you know the thing.
Yeah, I couldn't and say reiterate just a couple minutes ago. Mark Walters on the Lead Slinger's mic for you. Joe Biden in the background. Car Firearms Group Studios lit up. All of it presented by X Insurance. Please go out of your way to work with our partners. It's real easy to do. We make it simple for you. Just head over to armedamericanradio.com. Check out all of our partners and buy cool stuff from the people that support this voice. X Insurance presents this entire broadcast every single day, 6 days a week. We couldn't do it without them. Make sure that you visit them. Have you talked to them about a policy? Have you looked at Revelation1911Armory.com? I just bought a new... hey, Mike, jump back in here with me real quick. I just bought a new magazine for my SIG P365.
Right.
And I have some really cool N8 Tactical by Crossbreed Holster stuff coming my way. And I will never use Super Tuck and these innates from Crossbreed. That's it. But I can throw away my holster. Everything I have in my holster, all my whole collection, I can throw them away. These things are that comfortable. I carry 24/7. But Revelation1911Armory.com. How many can you have enough magazines for your carry guns? I don't think so.
Can I have enough? No, never. Unless you're swimming, then probably not.
Yeah. I mean, even then, I mean, you can wear I wore it today. I wear it with a bathing suit. The holster, it's easy to do. Cover right up with a t-shirt. It just disappears. Fantastic stuff. Crossbreedholsters.com. Make sure to check them out. And all of our fine partners, armedamericanradio.com. Mike, I'm really concerned about this San Jose issue for one reason. This is not going to survive in the long run. But let me just point out that this is the technique that they're showing us they're going to try to use across the country. Now, the gun grabber groups, they're all over this because they smell a slight victory. They shouldn't, but they do. And because they smell a victory, even though they know it's not going to be a long one, they know what the end result of this is eventually going to turn out to be, Mike. But it doesn't matter because all they want to do is waste money, waste time, and tie up the courts with nonsense like this. Is that a fair guess?
That's exactly their plan, you know, to make sure that they can extend what they have in place now by, again, you know, of course, causing a delay on a decision.
Well, sadly, they're going to get favorable rulings in some of the lower courts. And I don't know that it's going to be this. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they do, you know, and it's tough looking around, you know. Last week we thought we had good news. We had an Obama appointee judge up in Colorado that sided with the Colorado State Rifle Association up there, you know, against their assault weapon ban, and that was an Obama appointed judge. And then this week it comes back around. It shows that, you know, you've got one Obama-appointed judge saying, listen, here's Bruin. We have to abide by this. It just shows that this decision out of San Jose is even worse. I mean, you have some that recognize it and some that are just completely going against it. It's maddening. I want to see the Supreme Court, you know, subpoena this judge to appear before them. I want to see them say, explain yourself. Stand here in front of us and explain yourself.
Here's what we wrote. Even better, here's what I wrote. What don't you understand? Because here's what you wrote. You just perverted and twisted what I wrote, right? You're laughing about it. It's laughable.
Yeah.
But it does. It goes back to that gaslighting that we as gun owners have been victims of in the mainstream press, because they will get favorable coverage over these things. The media will tell you that Bruin says this is okay, even though it clearly wasn't okay in the Bruin case. And they will glance right over what Thomas said. We've been putting up with this for years. If you live in the San Jose area, make your voice heard. And a lot of you did during the public commenting period back months ago. And guess what, Mike? None of it mattered.
No.
They don't care. It's a dog and pony show, like congressional hearings are a joke. So these idiots can get up and stand there and look good in front of TV cameras and try to make a point and make somebody else look bad. Good heavens. I don't know. Does it concern you? Or am I just being, you know, again, cynical because that's in my nature? But this concerns me. It concerns me greatly.
It absolutely concerns me because there's a base out there that it doesn't matter what they say. I have to think that in the back of my mind, Mark, that they know it's not right. That they know the people that are listening, the everyday citizens that are believing this. You know, when the Bidens and the Kamalas get out there and say these little things, they go, oh my God, it's gospel coming from them, and they know it's not. You know, they have to know. Is there any way there are people out there that are that gullible and that lost already?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I'm glad you mentioned the Boulder, Colorado case, the assault weapons ban case, because the Obama-appointed judge actually read Bruin and took it to heart and said, based on, and essentially what that Obama-appointed judge said, wow, your heart's in the right place. Sorry. This is the law, and this is what it says. Now, I want to remind you, listeners, that back on June 30th, and we covered this with you, I went back and pulled this up. But the Firearms Policy Coalition, Mike, the FPC, we both know that organization well and some great folks out there.
Yeah.
When they put their press release out announcing that the United States Supreme Court had granted, vacated, and remanded, GVR'd, the Bianchi v. Frosch lawsuit, which was Maryland's ban on so-called assault weapons, returning that case to the Fourth Circuit for further consideration, now in light of the Bruin case. And this judge knew it. And what that tells me is assault weapons bans, that's why when we talked about the assault weapons ban that made it through the House, is going nowhere. It would immediately be challenged under Bruin if it were to pass the Senate, if it were to be signed by a president. And guys, make no mistake, what you saw the Senate do over the weekend, Mike doubling the size of the IRS to weaponize it, they will do with your gun rights if given the opportunity. Mike, 30 seconds. Close out the segment for us.
Yeah, listen, they need more of your money to do what they want to do to take your guns away. It's going to happen. They're going to continue to try, and we know it's all guns. It's not just these assault weapons. They want everything, and they're not afraid to say it anymore, and not afraid to lie and obfuscate and deflect to get it from you.
Lod. Lie, obfuscate, and deflect. They're lodding.
There we go.
They're lauding. I love it. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room Radio. Tell people where they can hear you, brother, before we cruise out on the break here.
Just go to armsroomradio.com. You can check in on us there and see where we are and take a listen.
Do. Listen to Mike. He's a lot of fun. And, Mike, we need to bring you back on the Monster Show a little bit more frequently. Thanks for joining us, man. I do appreciate it. Mike and I talked last night. I said, come on the program with us tomorrow. Let's do this. And he agreed, and I appreciate him being here, just as I appreciate all of our guests. AWR Hawkins coming up next at the top of the hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring Neil McCabe in early in advance of the upcoming roundtable to talk to us about Washington based on what we saw happen this weekend and what it could telegraph for us for our gun rights now that an assault weapons bill ban has passed. Interesting stuff, guys. They hate you. They hate you. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit mypillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.